so that the God, and for the sake of the gospel, so that the gospel wouldn't be hidden. That's why, in general, I don't like to talk about it either, because in a sense, it's like, I don't want to characterize myself with that. On the other hand, I want to make people aware that, you know, in a certain sense that, okay, yeah, maybe I should give to that ministry. But on the other hand, I don't want to, I want people who are, you know, I want people also to not feel charged. Like they have some authority over them saying, you got to give. Once I have profited you sufficient to where you are just profiting in the things of godliness, and the Lord has done a great work through the gospel that I preach, and if he blesses you, then do what seems right. Verse 13, do you not know that they which minister about the holy things live of the things of the temple? That they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? I mean, the sacrifices that were offered on the altar in the temple of the Jews' religion, the Levites, the priests, they ate the sacrifice. Someone's got to, what do you think? All that meat was just thrown away? It was used to feed the priests. It was used to feed them people that offerings would come. The whole bringing an offering to the Lord, it's like the offer. What does God have care for money? God doesn't need money. It goes to support the people who are running the temple. Those who minister at the altar partake of the things of the altar. That's their portion. Because they give up, they give up everything else for that. Now, to some people, obviously, like I said, in the world, people judge them. They say, oh, it's a scam. And you know what? Yeah, there's a lot of scam out there, A lot of scam. And of course, I'm going to say, I'm not a scammer. Just like everyone else, they're not scammers. They're the truth. Everyone thinks they're the truth. To me, it's not about the words. It's about the power. Okay? Overlook this chapter. Go to the other things that I've taught. Especially, I think of all the other books. Romans, Galatians, Ephesians. If the gospel... Because Paul is answering things that people wrote to him about, okay? And I think in most of his other letters, we haven't come across these subjects. The Corinthians, there was problems going on there. So it's a lot of different epistle than the other ones. As far as that's the way I look at it, it's very different. A lot of questions, a lot of problems. There were problems in other churches, but I think about the Galatians, though, the way the problem was addressed, it had to do with the gospel. This stuff is just extra stuff. But they were obviously relying on Paul a lot to understand and to learn how to judge things. There's nothing wrong with these questions as far as people want to know. But again, a minister, there are certain questions he knows he ought to avoid and not create them. I said, my Bible study isn't necessarily for, this Bible study isn't for people who've never heard the gospel, though for some people they're hearing it for the first time. But it is something that Christians are going to listen to, because most of the people, most of my audience is probably already a Christian. If they're not, I'm glad that they're here listening as well. And I don't want to go on about foolish questions. But again, these questions come up. And again, and you know what? Money questions, minister strife. They do, because people get upset about money. So I'm thankful that it's like I won't have to cover it beyond what Paul says about it. Because me, I'm of the same opinion. I'd rather just not take anything. Oh, Lord, I wish I could just be independently wealthy and just finance everything myself and blah, 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 blah. But God has seen fit rather to bless the labor of a brother that he could help me. but that I could also be, I suppose in a sense that I should not be over reliant on myself. I mean, like, just look to myself, everything is by me, and it could cause me to be inflated in my own mind. It's good to depend on one another, even in a ministry. You can't think of yourself as just this, you know, all alone. You have to have brethren on your side. Verse 14, even so the Lord hath ordained that they which preach the gospel should live out the gospel. Very simple. That's what God has ordained. They which preach the gospel live, make their living off the gospel. Not to make merchandise of people or pervert the gospel of Christ. But, you know, other men who pervert the gospel of Christ, they make their living off the gospel. And men bless them. How much more should I? Because it is the right of a minister. Again, careful how you use that minister. I want to be very careful. That's why I talk about it the way I do. But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things that it should be so done. I mean, I'm not writing this that you should do this to me. That's not why I'm writing it. It were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. Paul took a lot of... He gloried in the fact that, you know what? I don't take your money. I labor with my own hands. Again, he had the kind of occupation that made that possible. He really wanted to preach the gospel. And then he says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel." And he preaches the gospel at his own charges. Though sometimes there are occasions where he talks about, you know, he had other churches. In a figurative sense, he robbed other churches so that he would not be chargeable to this other church, which might even be this church, actually. And that's in a figurative sense, meaning he took more from them probably than they owed, so to speak. Meaning he took more from them that he might serve another a place. You know what I mean? Again, it's a figure. I hope you understand. He didn't want to make his glorying void, his boasting.